You know, we'll thank all the guys, especially Rachel, a little bit later on, but there's power in this Easter message. Amen? Thanks. This is not just a festival, a day in a calendar. This is so much more than that. I love this depiction of Easter. I really think they've done a great job. Come on, give them a hand. Every one of them. And I don't know about you, I always get a little bit emotional when I see anything to do with Easter or anything to do with Christ. I could only watch The Passion of the Christ once because it wasn't a movie, it was an experience. And you know, tonight we saw a depiction and we saw Jesus stand up and he said something very powerful. He said, I set you free. And we saw the depiction of Mary and there's chains and there's these little black characters. They can be anything that holds you back, that chains you, that keeps you captive from being all that you are called to be. And that's what these chains represent. That's what they are. And everyone in this room would know about that. There's something going on in your life that's trapping you, that's captivating you. It could be financial poverty. It could be abuse from the past. It could be depression. It could be so many things, relationship failures, things that have scarred you and held you back. And then you see Jesus step in. And we saw the depiction of him on the cross and all these chains placed. Because literally, if you understand the gospel, everything that's held you captive has been placed upon Christ. And there's a lot of us in this room and we know what it is to live under the freedom of Christ. And there's something you need to know, that I can't imagine progressing my life as a husband, as a father, without the freedom of Christ in my life, without Christ helping me. I do not know how people progress in life without God. I tell you, I don't. Because I need him in every area of my life. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It's one of the most powerful verses for me because it actually depicts why Jesus turned up here on earth and became a man and allowed himself to go to the cross. And this is what he said his purpose was. One of the very first messages he ever spoke. Verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, of recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." You know, Jesus, he stands for freedom. And whether you actually really know it or not, but there's a desire in all of us for freedom. Freedom from things that are tormenting us, holding us back, causing us to stay awake at night. And there's two parts to this freedom. Two aspects of it. The first one is the freedom that we have in Christ. Every one of us in this room, you know, the story of the cross, the gospel, is simply a story about spiritual freedom. The Bible actually tells us that every one of us, there is a penalty, there is a judgment on us, and it's a judgment because of sin. And everyone in the world has sinned at some time or another. If you've ever told a lie, ever done anything like that, then you've opened your life up to that area. And this is what the Bible tells us. This is the gospel. This is the message of Jesus that's been around for 2,000 years. This is where, why the whole world, actually most countries, celebrate Easter, stop, and Christmas, and simply because this message is so real and so true for millions and millions of people. And the gospel literally says, in a nutshell, that there is a penalty upon all of us because of sin. And God, desiring for you and I to have freedom, chose to send his only son, Jesus. And he set him on a pathway. He was born, as we saw in this beautiful story, born through Mary. He was God and man. And he lived his life sinless. And he ministered and he set people free and he healed people. And we know some of the sermons. I'm sure you've seen him and seen movies about the life of Jesus. And his whole life was pointed to a point, which is Good Friday, which is tonight. This is why it's so important to us, because what he did is he allowed himself to be beaten, whipped for our sakes, for everyone in this room's sake, because he knows you. And he allowed himself to be put upon a cross. And he allowed himself to be killed, crucified, painful death, so that there was a pathway, that a door could be opened for freedom from the punishment that God had put upon sin. And Jesus is that doorway. And if you haven't opened your life to him, then you haven't stepped through that doorway and you don't have the freedom from punishment. Because the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. He's the doorway. That's why it's so important. That's why the world, a lot of the world pauses on Good Friday. Have you ever wondered that? It's not about the Easter Bunny. Probably bursted a few bubbles in this place. It's about Jesus. And he created this doorway. Because the punishment is on everyone. Because God is perfect. He's pure love. He's pure light. Darkness can't dwell with him. So technically, you can't stand before God because he's pure. He's sinless. But he had a master plan and he sent Jesus, his son. And Jesus allowed himself to be that sacrifice, to be that doorway. And anyone, no matter who you are, I don't care who, where you've come from. It doesn't matter. As soon as, if you accept him and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, then you open that door and you step in to the freedom. The freedom from the penalty of sin on your life. And you stand in what Jesus and God's plan was to win for every single person in this room. Is that okay? That's the gospel. It's a powerful message. And sometimes you show a bit of stuff on the screen because in real life it would have been a lot worse than that. But let me talk about another freedom. See, when you stand in that doorway as a believer like I did at age 21 in a church like this, I stepped into this doorway. I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. Someone who played around with drugs and did all sorts of things, and there were things holding me, chains that were holding me back in life, and I stepped into this doorway, becoming a Christian. And from that moment on, I've never lived trying to deal with stuff in my life by myself. I've allowed something powerful to happen. Because when you step in that doorway, you step into the truth of God. And God's truth is His Bible. And every week in this church, and like I've done in another church since I was 21, and all my whole life, I've allowed the Word of God, the truth of God, to set me free. To be all I'm called to be. I'm called to be a dad. Four gorgeous kids. Called to be a good wife. Called to have a good wife. Called to be a good husband to a good wife. I'm called to deal with stuff that tries to come on me. Do you know what my biggest thing when I was younger was? Insecurity. You put me on a stage and I'd go bright red. Wouldn't cope. Kids in the class used to pick on me because whenever the teacher asked me to read, I'd stumble and I'd go red, bright red, and everyone would yell out, "Ah, look at him." Who sets you free from that? Christ set me free from that. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now in front of all of you. This would be an impossibility. And inside this room, there are incredible abilities and amazing talents. And you know it. And you need the freedom of Christ in your life, His truth. Can I say that? So when you become a Christian, when you enter that doorway, when you find that freedom through Christ, you stand in a new room, a new life, where God's Word begins to work on you and transform you and change you. I've never come into a power that sets you free from the inside out other than the power of Jesus Christ. Amen? He changes you from the inside out. If you've tried to change, if you've tried to get rid of some things that have held you back in life, that have kept you captive, I tell you, if you haven't done it with Jesus, you've never really given it a go. Because He has a power just to transform you from the inside out through His truth. We love every one of you in this room. A lot of you, I know by sight, you're part of our community family. A lot of faces in this place that I've seen year after year. We pray for you. You're like family to us. Some of you I'm just seeing for the first time. But my greatest desire for you is that you would know the freedom that a lot of us know in this place through Jesus Christ. Is that all right? So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you feel to pray this prayer with us, please pray it with your heart. I'm going to give people an opportunity if they want to know Jesus in this place to pray a prayer. I won't make you come out the front. I won't make you stand up. But I'll ask you to pray a prayer. And if you pray that, do it with your heart. So why don't we close every eye in this place just for a moment. God, you know every single life in this room. You know their every thought, your every intention of their heart. And you look upon them with love, so much love that you purposed that your Son would die for them on a cross, so that they could understand the freedom and the life that you have for them. And God, I pray that everyone in this room would understand what it is to be open to the life of Jesus Christ. Now, everyone in this room, I'm going to pray a prayer, and if you feel to pray this prayer with me, in our church family, we're going to pray this prayer. But if you feel to pray it from your heart, just pray it. Come on, church. Dear Lord Jesus. Let me try it. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross for me, that you laid down your life for me so that I could have freedom from the punishment of my sin that I could receive your grace and your mercy, that my name could be written, as your Bible tells us, in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I could be a Christian, which means Christ in me, that eternity would be placed in my heart and my sins would be forgiven. In Jesus' name, come into my life, Jesus. Be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, it's hugely important. And what we want to do right now, we're going to hand out these little forms that they're called Lifestyle of Freedom with a pen. You guys can hand them out now as I talk. And I want to invite you, put your name on that and address, and we'll call you at some time or contact you. But I want to invite you to something that we've started on Sunday nights, once a fortnight. And the whole idea of what we want to do on this Sunday night at 6 p.m., once a fortnight, we want to train people. We put coaches with you. We put people alongside you. We want you to experience the freedom that comes from the truth of Jesus Christ. And if you've got something in your heart that you know, that you know, that you know, that you need this in your life. Maybe it's time. Maybe you've been captivated by the same things, going around and around circles, the same maybe addictions, the same things in your life that have kept you trapped, kept you bound up. And you know when you're by yourself that you could live so much more, there could be freedom in your life. Friend, we want to help you discover that. Jesus is the agent that changes us. It's His truth that changes us. And we dedicate ourselves once a fortnight on a Sunday night to help training and challenging you. And we put coaches alongside you. And we help you to understand what it is to walk in this freedom. So we're going to hand these out. And just put your name and your address on it. Phone number it would be better. I think maybe just name and phone number. We've got some pens if you need them. And we're going to collect those up in a moment. We'd love to see you and to help you. We exist as a church to see you understand what it is to live with the freedom of Christ in your life, like many of us do in this room. You know, one of my favorite movies, all-time favorites, I watched again last night. Who's a Braveheart fan? Come on. Is anyone else? Is that it? Come on. Braveheart's a pretty amazing movie. And it always gets me, actually. I get a little bit emotional towards the end because he dies for freedom. True? That's the call, is freedom. You know, it resounds because every one of us, we have a sense of knowing that there's a freedom in our lives to be all that we're called to be. And Jesus is the answer to that. Amen? All right, thank you. So what we're going to do right now, if you've had an opportunity to fill that out, we're going to pass some buckets along to collect them. And also, if you really just know that you want to be a part of this Lifestyle of Freedom, we call it, on Sunday night, you can go up there and just register straight after the service. Up there, there's a place to do that. But right now, we're going to collect up these cards. So we'll send some buckets along right now across the seats and collect them up. Who's ready for some food? Gee, you guys are very disciplined. You don't eat chocolate and you don't like food. I'm impressed. Who's ready for some food? Okay, just testing. gone a little bit over, not much. Why don't you stand to your feet once you've had an opportunity to. Last thing I'd like to do is just pray for you. Is that all right? Before we go out of this place, we're gonna go through those doors, and we got a great amount of food waiting for you, and coffee and soft drinks, and please hang around. We got some hampers, some gifts for our community family as well. But one last time, just close your eyes. God, you know everyone in this room. And it's no accident that they were here tonight. God, you love them all. And God, I pray that when they're by themselves, whether they prayed the prayer tonight or not, that they would ask you, God, to reveal yourself to them if they don't know you. And God, I pray for every person in this room that you would protect them. God, over this weekend, this Easter weekend, God, give them a great time with family and friends. And let your grace and your mercy be upon them. In Jesus' mighty name. And God, bless this food they're about to eat and extract all the calories. In Jesus' name, amen. And everybody said, amen. Why don't we give our production team one more hand? Rachel and all the team, amazing job what they did. Thank you. Once you head on through there, we've got hampers for you. We've got food waiting for you. God bless you.